Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm so sad I meant to bring it today. I was going to bring turkey for you guys.
Kind of old. Right?
Can this show turn into more like the Survivor format?
Where we can vote people off?
Yeah, because during the holiday period, I'm not a fan of you, man.
What? Because you're trying to poison me.
What? Poison?
Yeah, when you made that Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's way too late.
So when your wife makes a lovely meal, well, I don't know that you ever eat it when she does.
Yeah, because she puts vegetables in it and he's like...
Okay. She makes it
on a Monday.
Okay.
You're not eating that after Thursday?
No, I don't like leftovers.
Ever?
No, ever.
Hold on. Mm-mm. Something to unpack. You're from Iowa.
Yeah.
Like land of the leftover.
Yeah, that's...
Yep.
Exactly.
That's why you don't.
Yeah, keep going.
Did you have to grow up?
You grew up on casserole.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So you grew
it's
up...
It's all corn there.
Eating leftovers a lot?
Oh, all the time. Everything's left. Things were made specifically...
For the leftovers.
To have leftovers. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we do that multiple times a week because then I have lunches.
It's called meal prepping, sort of.
I actually have horrible news. I haven't eaten my lunch yet today. It's a stew. I got a full-blown stew in that little baby right there. So,
I don't like it. I don't get it. Nothing ever quite heats up right.
Stuffing?
Oh, I don't even heat it up. Cold stuffing?
Yeah, stuffing the next day is better than stuffing day one.
Okay, just run the.
Can I just say, by the way, whoever the listeners were who suggested the White Castle stuffing.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
Game changer.
No, really?
It tastes like your regular stuffing. Has everybody had a White Castle in their mouth?
No.
You had a regular McDonald's hamburger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
There's a wang to it. Sure. It's that, it's those tiny, they've taken onions and sliced them so small and they've cooked in the grease from the burger or something. And they taste, there's just a wang.
Oh, yeah?
It tastes like stuffing, except with that wang.
Oh.
And it's so, you guys, you don't even realize there's beef in it, but it's so good. I've just been like walking by the fridge, and I have like a Ziploc bag of it. I'm like, just cold stuffing in my weird little claw hand.
Right. That's the best way to eat Thanksgiving leftovers.
100%.
Why don't you just
take a slice of bread? Run it under the tap water.
Okay,
and
what
eat
is
it.
Wrong with you?
It's the same thing as cold stuffing. What are you talking about? It's mushy bread from the fridge. What are you talking
it's
about?
So good.
I
don't
can't
even eat
stand
it up.
You.
You are insane.
It's, I'm not insane.
Cold stuffing,
dude. I'm just gonna say this. Part of my restaurant concept that is fridge. There will be cold stuffing.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
You said, "Oh, I forgot to bring you guys turkey."
Yeah.
I would have accepted it today.
I'm gonna make an argument.
I worry tomorrow might be too far.
There is a stat out that says you've got like 4 or 5 days, right? Mm-hmm. Until you got to stop eating them. I beg to differ when it comes to my turkey.
Well, it doesn't matter how you cook it.
You picked the right one.
Does it not?
It's not about it still tasting good. It's about it still being edible.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Bacteria.
Why do you think that the way you cooked it would change?
Okay. Have you ever had a turkey sandwich, Erica?
Yeah.
Like, have you ever gone to King Supers and walked to that deli area and like, ooh, the boar's head looks good today.
Frequently.
And you're just like, yeah. Was that turkey made like 4 days ago?
It probably was.
Not a chance.
It doesn't last long.
I definitely push the boundaries. I'll be eating leftovers till next week.
Oh. Thank you.
And if Aaron doesn't come in one day, now you know why.
Okay. Remember when people were like riding in wagons and going across the country? Were they going, oh no, we've had this food for 4 days. We can't have it anymore.
No, but they all like died of listeria.
Yeah, but now our food is so processed. It's fine.
Yeah, dude, but not Thanksgiving food.
I have smoked turkey and I bought a meat slicer. So I'm like, like boar's head. I can cut it real thin. So I had like a breast I just cut yesterday. It's been sealed in a vacuum sealed bag since I cooked it. And then I just made slices and I'm making sandwiches with it. You're telling me that like you think that boar's head was made the last 4 days? That was smoked a long time ago and then just vacuum sealed. My stuff is just as good as that.
I don't know about that. I want to ask someone who works at a grocery store. Mm-hmm. Shout out any King Supers people.
Of
course.
And how much product do they burn that we don't even see them like taking it off the shelves?
I'm telling you right now that if you go there to the meat section, there's stuff. The expiration date is not 4 or 5 days from now.
Yes,
it's weeks from now.
No, it's not weeks from now. You cannot eat meat.
Yes, you can. No. It's been smoked.
When you buy those little packets, it's a week max.
You're a psychopath.
Okay.
Yeah. Only the milk is like months away, and they're doing something with the milk.
Can we talk about that? It didn't used to be like
it
that.
It used to be a week.
Yes.
I'm buying milk that says January, February on it right now. What is going on? All right, so if I bring it tomorrow, yes or no?
Maybe.
No. No. Get over it. It was days ago.
All right, I'm bringing turkey for Erin. You'll eat it. She's a garbage disposal.
I might try it.
Hack. I'm bringing you bread that's been under the sink.
Ooh, don't eat it up.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.